Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming News in Agriculture. The Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation is continuing their advocacy efforts in the capital city of the Cowboy State this week, with a budget session continuing on. Brett Moline, Director of Public and Governmental Affairs with Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, told me one of the most talked about bills this week has been House Bill 203 that deals with property tax and sales tax. He said the bill would exempt up to $1 million of dwelling buildings on Wyoming properties in exchange for a 2% increase in sales tax. That has put a smiling and frowning face at the same time on many Wyomingites, since parts of the bill would help a generation with a solid base already built while hindering those who are trying to get a start in the business.
You know, the older members that own a house, well, that's going to be great. They don't have to pay the property tax. But the younger members that are just getting started out, don't own a home yet, are going to get hit with the increase in sales tax with no corresponding benefit of lowered property taxes.
On top of that, the 2% increase in the sales tax will likely be a burden on producers who are electing to purchase equipment they could work on versus something new.
My members are repairing more than they're buying new because, you know, the new troubles with the DEF and all the electronics. So more of them are overhauling older tractors. Well, the tractor itself, when they buy that, that's tax exempt, but any repairs you put into it are taxable for sales tax.
That House Bill 203 passed out of committee and will head to the floor for debate, and Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation would like to see the bill put on pause until additional alternatives can be discussed. We need to pause for a break, but we'll hear some other focuses from the capital city with Wyoming Farm Bureau right after this.
Seems like the weather is always top of mind. First thing we ask about when we get together, and often our last prayer at night. But do you ever get beyond the weather with your neighbor? Ask how they're really doing? We can't control the weather, but we can help each other weather the storm. Mental wellness isn't something we're used to talking about, but it's more important than any forecast. If you know someone that needs a hand dealing with farm stress, head over to beyondtheweather.com. That's beyondtheweather.com.
Join us in the seats Monday, March 4th for the Sorensen Ranch Production Sale. 1 p.m. Central Time, Sitting Bull Auction, Williston, North Dakota. They're your source for Sim Angus bulls that are bred for docility, longevity, fertility, and calves that'll push the scale down. Average birth weight of 80 pounds, average 205 weight of 756 pounds. Selling 42 Sim Angus bulls and 50 commercial open heifers. For more information, call Lauren at 701-641-1140. The Sorensen Ranch Production Sale, Monday, March 4th, Sitting Bull Auction.
What is the Nutrilix advantage? It is value. The value of a highly palatable product with controlled consumption. The value of increased fiber digestion. The value of increased gain and body condition. The value of higher conception and reproduction performance. The value of healthier cows and calves. The value of labor and time saved with excellent dealer service. Experience the Nutrilix advantage by contacting your reliable Nutrilix dealer or call 888-512-4200. Nutrilix, it's at home on your range.
As you may have heard from Wyoming State FFA Second Vice President Kinley Anderson earlier this week, there was a bill before Wyoming's budget session to focus on the career technical education courses for the youth of Wyoming's high schools. Brett Moline with Wyoming Farm Bureau said they've backed bills similar to it because they know how crucial it is to have the youth trained early on.
By having some of these youth exposed to things like welding, carpentry, mechanics, electricity, some of them can find out they got quite a knack for it and they enjoy it. Well, we're screaming for the trades. So if we can get that into the schools and get that training, get them exposed to it, find out they like it and they're good at it, that's a great win for everybody.
From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.